In my capacity as editor here at The Optimist, I have had the privilege to get to know many in our business community in not only a professional level, but a personal one since I started working in this community in 2016. Time and time again, I am amazed at our business community here in South Delta. Many of our businesses are locally owned, employ locals, and give back to our local community groups and associations. They provide gifts for raffles, sponsor sports teams, and help put on many of the free events that so many of us enjoy throughout the year. But sadly, some in our community do not appreciate our local businesses. It is a rite of passage, it seems, when someone has a negative experience at a local business, be it poor service, a subpar meal, or a negative encounter with an employee, that instead of speaking with that business, maybe visiting or calling them the next day, the immediate reaction is to jump on Facebook groups and shame that business online. Once the first post lands in the Sawa Sen Loop or Ladner's Landing, then let the escalation begin. Others start piling on, suggesting that it would be better if said business would just close. Usually the person who puts up the initial post doesn't respond to any of the comments, rather, just sits back with the popcorn and admires at their handiwork. Lately, rumors of business closures have been another easy target. Just go ahead and post without any verification and see how much damage I can cause to the business owner and their reputation. It is really sad that we seem to think that this behavior is okay. Does no one take into account how these posts affect the employees, the owners, and their families? Affects the reputation of their business? This type of online business shaming has to stop.